A key figure in the anti-Taliban movement in Afghanistan has been General Abdul Rashid Dostum. The flamboyant Dostum has been one of the country's main warlords for more than two decades. For much of that time, he ruled the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif as a personal fiefdom. Now Dostum is back in charge of the city, and these days he's casting a new image for himself as a team player committed to a unified Afghanistan. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports now from Mazar-e Sharif.
Swarms of heavily armed fighters packed into pickups still constantly follow General Abdul Rashid Dostum through the streets of Mazar-e Sharif. The charismatic Dostum is still the main man here. Local carpet merchants are selling out of Afghan rugs bearing his likeness. His portrait hangs in some public buildings. Dostum is especially popular among Mazar's Uzbek population, one of the main ethnic groups in northern Afghanistan. Dostum's return to Mazar was marked by his trademark penchant for controversy. Last month, Dostum threatened to boycott the new Afghan administration of interim Prime Minister Hamid Karzai. He sneered about not being given enough power, stoking fears Afghanistan's anti-Taliban coalition would splinter even before the new government could begin work. But since Dostum was named Deputy Defense Minister by Karzai, things have changed. Dostum still says he wants broad autonomy for Afghanistan's diverse regions. Such a federal model would give Dostum a big role in running the north of Afghanistan. But Dostum now says he is committed to building an effective central government.
I've been fighting for more than two decades. 23 years in all. We deeply hope to see life getting better and more stable day by day in Afghanistan.
Dostum's new spirit of cooperation was on display today at ceremonies marking the reopening of Uzbekistan's consulate in Mazar-e Sharif, just the second foreign mission to reopen in this run-down city. Ordinarily, Dostum's larger-than-life presence would have stolen the limelight on such an occasion. But these days, Dostum shares Mazar with another powerful figure, Commander Mohammed Atta. Atta is an ethnic Tajik and protege of the late legendary Tajik commander Ahmed Shah Massoud. Massoud was often at odds with Dostum as Dostum repeatedly switched sides during Afghanistan's 20 years of war. But today, Dostum and Atta stood side by side. Dostum claimed the days of factional fighting are over.
We went to the mountains and fought the Taliban side by side. There are no differences between us. We trust each other now. The enemies of peace in Afghanistan are trying to stir up trouble. They spread disinformation about alleged differences between us.
For his part, Atta said Dostum would make an ideal leader for a new regional government in northern Afghanistan. Atta said he and Dostum were working to get armed fighters off the streets of Mazar and restore some sense of normalcy. The divisions of the past must be done away with, Atta said.
During the years of war, the armed groups in Afghanistan were organized along ethnic lines. Now we want to organize an army which will not be based on ethnicity.
Ordinary Afghans speak constantly of the need to end factional barriers. It's also a refrain now preached by General Dostum. Dostum's once bombastic bearing does seem to be fading. Today, he seemed preoccupied and serious, even somber at times. Dostum's transformation into a kinder, gentler warlord may be genuine, but many Afghans say people here are so fed up with war that even Dostum will not dare to upset the fragile peace. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Mazar-e Sharif, Afghanistan.